Good evening. Jason Palkos with McCrone. Yes, yep. Robert and Frank did a real good job going through the site plan. I'll hit some of the highlights that were bypassed. The first will be some of the minor changes we made from planning and zoning. I think Robert touched on them, but we talked about having the multimodal path extend across as part of the frontage. We talked about providing parking for golf carts, and we provided a mailbox in the community center. There was a discussion about the church here, about people maybe wanting to walk over there, but the Delta multimodal path goes to the church's property and will provide access if people do choose to walk to the church. So those were the three minor revisions we made.
In fact, the fourth one wasn't even a revision, it was just clarification. I'd like to touch on Plus first. Plus was submitted in 2005, and it was responded to in 2006. Not very many comments, one of them which was the multimodal path, which we have provided. There was a pond on the old plan up front that was removed. No wetlands are going to be disturbed. There's none on the site. And we are going to comply with the pollution control strategies, even though back then they really weren't in place as strict as they are now. They've been revised recently, so we have additional regulations to comply to.
You're going to have to clear cut those trees, aren't you?
In the back, mm-hmm. Most likely, yes. We're going to maintain a perimeter.
Yeah, okay.
It is in the environmentally sensitive district. I'll hit some of the highlights there, too. As touched on, we're going to have central water and sewer. The site has been walked to determine the presence of any rare or threatened endangered species. None were noted. Mentioned before, there's no tidal wetlands. As DJ will further elaborate on, the entrance plan has been reviewed and approved. The Plus comment noted that this project will not affect any historic properties, and as Robert mentioned, he's going to have the house moved. Site plan.
The buffer is provided along here where the trees are adjacent to developed communities. So there's an existing buffer in the neighborhood community that would be maintained. Particular access is provided through the main entrance, plus two other tie-in points to Baywood entrances. The aerial, show it here better for now. Existing Baywood entrance, existing Baywood roads, the pine to both of them. And providing additional access. What this could and should allow is that for this commercial use here, these people won't have to get out on the road and get to here. So we're providing interconnection to the existing community. Stormwater management, as you can probably guess, the main portion of it is going to be a wet pond. However, we will be providing in these pocket green areas additional BMPs, filtration, that type of thing.
To meet the pollution control strategies. We hit the rec facilities, buffers.
We have proposed a bus stop. Thank you. Right here, and that's for school and DART. And the final location will be coordinated with the school district, Delta.
What did the school district say about the? What was it? What did they respond? Did they comment?
Did not.
They didn't get back to you.
Well, their letter. They had a letter earlier, just basically in general, said they had
elementary.
They had capacity problems, right?
Elementary and middle schools.
They're pretty full.
Response. Yes, it was in the plus comments.
I mean, at another application.
That comes from the. That comes from the Board of Education, not from the school district.
The arbors at Cottagedale, they.
They did finally respond.
And it was basically a letter stating that
both are full.
Everything's full, yeah.
And the high school so got open. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
They chose not to respond each. Good.
The parking, the number of spaces will be per the code. It's like they may currently show one or two extra, but they're not really necessary, I don't believe. So we're going to just do the minimum per code.
Beyond that, I think that pretty much covers it. They hit all the highlights of the amenities, of the surrounding area. I guess that's it.
Thank you.
I have Mr. Hughes come to the podium, please. He is the traffic engineer with Davis Bowen.
Okay.
And we'll describe for you the overview of the traffic issues.
You work for DelDOT?
No, I used to work for DelDOT, but please don't hold that against me. I work for Davis Bowen and Fidel. I'm a professional traffic engineer. As I believe Mr. Key and Mr. Schrader both stated, TIS was completed for this project. DBF submitted it to DelDOT, went through their TIS review process, which I think most of you are probably familiar with, so I won't bore you with their process. But the TIS addressed the AM and weekday AM and PM commuter peaks, as well as the summer Saturday peak. And DelDOT responded to planning and zoning in a letter with their TIS recommendations. And they did note that the site is consistent with broad state transportation and land use planning objectives. The projected off-site level of service at 24 and 5 and also Long Neck Road and Banks Road and School Lane was projected to be acceptable. With improvements at Route 24 and Route 5, exclusive lanes have been provided, and that intersection functions much better than it used to. At Long Neck Road, Banks Road, and School Lane, improvements are basically designed, and they're working with DelDOT to finalize the design so that intersection can be constructed with exclusive lanes. Basically, the off-site improvements for this project are just a continuation of the ongoing Baywood development. Mr. Tunnel has spent about $2 million, I believe it is, in current improvements and has about $3.5 million to go for future improvements. Once Long Neck Road, Banks, and School is improved, it'll have exclusive lanes. And we have one site entrance that is going to be constructed. It's full access. It's direct access to Long Neck Road, right opposite the existing Bayshore subdivision. There'll be exclusive lanes on Long Neck Road, a left turn lane, a through lane, and a right turn lane.
Where will that be?
At the access. On Long Neck Road, you will have a left turn lane into each development.
Not Greensway, but at your access.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. By the, yes. Uh-huh.
Right here.
Okay.
Our access is along Bayshore.
Okay. So but did you say that they're going to widen 23 or Long Neck Road?
Yes, it'll be widened to allow for a.
There. In that area. Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then also at that intersection, since we were discussing it, the developer's on the hook for a signal if and when that becomes warranted. So at the time that would become warranted, I believe Bayshore would have to pay for half the signal, and Baywood Green or Garden Villas would have to pay for half the signal as well. Exiting our site, we're also going to have two lanes coming out. And I believe the multi-use path has been touched on before, but it is running along our frontage and connecting to the adjacent properties. The developer's also coordinating with DTC, which is the transit service for DelDOT and Indian River School District for a transit and or a school bus stop. From DelDOT, we've received a letter of no objection. We have approved entrance plans. We received a permit, and the entrance has been bonded with DelDOT. There's also interconnections to the Baywood Green community, as was mentioned before, and that allows also a second access to Long Neck Road, as well as to Route 24 and Banks Road. The interconnections also promote walking and bicycling, as well as golf cart use between the developments. And unless anybody has any questions, that's all I have.
So they're widening Long Neck Road at the entrance and at the other... At the other intersections on Greensway? No.
The entrance for this project, the Baywood Garden Villas, will consist of two-lane exiting. Mm-hmm. Where it intersects Long Neck Road, there will be a left turn lane for folks entering each of the two developments, mm-hmm. both Bayshore and Baywood Garden Villas, mm-hmm. and there'll also be a right turn lane to allow right turners to get off of Long Neck Road.
What about through traffic? Is there going to be any help for folks trying to get out of there on a busy day?
For through traffic?
Yeah. Folks coming from the Long Neck area.
Well, folks coming outside?
To try to get out to 24.
Okay, folks on their way to 24 will benefit from the exclusive lanes, because if you're getting off to make a right into the development or a left, you can hop in the auxiliary lane and you will not be impeding the through traffic on the way to Route 24.
Okay, but if you're going to 24, there's really not much change then, is what you're saying.
Well, the road will be widened to accommodate the entrance, the additional traffic from
the
entrance traffic.
All right.
And also at School Lane and Banks Road, they're going to provide exclusive lanes. So on Long Neck Road, if you're coming from, say, Massey's Landing, there'll be a left turn lane, a through lane, and a right lane at the signal, and that will be true for all four directions going through that signal there.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be a major improvement over what is there today.
All right.
Thank you.
If you'll permit me, members of the council, some just brief closing comments. As Mr. Key has pointed out, this is a significantly growing area of Sussex County, with 22% of the building permits in the county being issued in that 41 square mile area that he showed. What we have in this particular area is an evolutionary project, if you will, and that is that when this project was originally proposed and commented on by the State Planning Coordination Office through the PLUS review, it was amended and reduced in size. As you've seen, there were some minor changes that were made as a result of the Planning Commission comments, admittedly not significant changes, but the project has been reduced in size in order to increase its open space and to provide what I think is a compatible project for this particular area. I'd like to point out and just refresh your recollection, because I'm sure there's concern on Mr. Cole's part about the commercial venture here, and that is that there are restrictive covenants in place that limit the types of commercial activities that can take place as a result of the agreements between the developer and the Department of Transportation. And this site does not propose a shopping center type mall as you would find where Joan and I live, like Supergiant, Superfresh, up on the Route 1 corridor. This area is not, this proposed application site is not compatible with that type of application. And as you can see from the concept plans, that was not considered as a viable alternative here. This is small neighborhood type business. In summary, the Department of Transportation has issued its letter of no objection. Their project permits and bonding have been put into place. PLUS had no objection to this particular project. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval, finding that it was consistent with the comp plan, that it met the purposes of the B1 district and the conditions for the MFDs, that's the multifamily dwellings, were appropriate for this area. We have submitted to you as a part of this package proposed findings and fact, if you should choose to use them as a template from which to approve this application, then they are available to you. Otherwise, if you have any questions that you haven't asked, we're all available.
B1, there are a number of uses under B1. Are you saying there are some restrictions on the kinds of retail establishments that are going to happen there?
Those B1, there are covenants that were submitted as a part of the record of the Planning Commission. I'm not sure whether they're still in the file or not, but they encumber this land with the types of activities.
How does that work legally? What is that attached to?
If we were to put a use on this site that violated the covenants, then the Department of Transportation could enforce those covenants to prohibit that use.
New one for me. I don't know.
Well, years ago, I guess, how long has this been zoned, C1? When was it zoned?
It's been about 5 years, Lawrence?
The C1 portion was actually applied for under Raymond Baker through Wilson Baker.
Okay.
And are we in the Baker? And that would have been, I would say, late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Early 80s, it's been at least 20.
So it's been zoned C1.
Zoned C1, and it's set there since that time.
There was an approved site plan about five years
ago. It was 600 foot deep, and then the piece of Robert's trying to show you, the C1 piece that mm-hmm. was applied for through tunnel companies, And then the piece to the right of that would be the B1 portion, also rezoned by the tunnel company. That was 95.
That was 1995.
Mm-hmm. That's been 14 years.
So these restrictions you're talking to, telling Mrs. Deaver about were placed when?
In 1995. I have a copy of them.
Okay.
They were placed in February of 1993, and there is a copy in your file for your
Rezoning for the C1 portion that the tunnel company applied for was 1994.
And it would prohibit drive-ins, gasoline pumps, selling commercial refueling.
And the only way those restrictions could be lifted would be that the DelDOT would agree that if you all made a presentation that you'd like to do something different, they could release you from those. It's just between you two, right?
Yes.
The county's not involved.
Correct. Well, you're involved in the sense that you know that those uses can't be made of that property.
Right, but they can they could release you from those. They're the only ones.
Well, and again, without knowing all the particulars of any particular use in the future, it may be that you would still have to go through a zoning application or a site plan process, but that's pretty speculative at this point. Again, we're...
How about the engineering department again? I was just on that with the other application, too. Said that there isn't currently any capacity for this project, right?
But we're not involved with the county engineering department.
Well, it is in this piece of ground is in the district.
It is in the district, and the county engineering department is agreeing that it should be removed from the county engineer's district and be served by the private company.
Why?
Because it concerns me because sometimes when we give up land like that in this density, see, we would have had impact fees going into the district. It would have helped the district grow future growth. And by releasing it, we lose all these impact fees that would have gone to our county district, and you've got this little island. Now, it also stated that there would be a letter or something from an engineer stating that you'd be, your sewer plant would be able to accommodate this proposed. Do you have anything from?
I think that was referencing is when we submit to the Sussex County Public Works or Engineering Department for approvals when they look at the roads and everything, that at that time we would submit a report pertaining to the sewer.
That would accommodate. Your sewer plant would accommodate this.
They have made similar requests on previous phases of.
But you don't have anything at this point?
Not for this project, no.
Okay. The comments from engineering department that were provided to for the commission and council record stated that prior to beginning the process to de-annex, the engineering department must be provided with a design report from a qualified engineer that shows that the whole system serving Baywood has capacity for the addition of the proposed project.
There's a plus comment, too, that references a letter that was drafted January 2002 indicating that the developer would process it at their facility in the engineering's file. So everybody's aware that that process needs to be completed.
Right, it just eliminates customers that we would be ended up getting.
Well, I think you have a policy issue.
Mm-hmm. What would that be?
With the engineering department as to any potential income that would be lost by this.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't have capacity, and I think you all suggested that you can take it, so they said...
Right.
That's an alternative if you'd have certain documentation saying that you could handle it, which right. You don't have, but...
Not at this point in time, but it would be provided at the time that it would be de-annexed. Otherwise, it becomes part of the county engineer or the Long Neck District.
Wouldn't you know pretty easily if there's capacity in your plant?
There is, but we didn't spend the money for the design capacity study until we understood the final number of units.
And where do you discharge?
We it's land applied onto the Baywood Golf Course. It's treated in a plant that I don't. Well, in my book, I have a small site plan. This is an overall site plan of all of Baywood.
Mm-hmm.
The project is here on mm-hmm. the neck road.
Right, right.
The treatment plant is here, surrounded by the golf course, and then the effluent is treated in these two treatment lagoons, and then spray irrigated on these golf holes in the driving range.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there is no. I mean. There's no discharge.
That's what we should do. Just build golf courses. Just
yes.
They're going broke golf courses.
It's right on them.
Most of it's on driving range.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. We'll stand down unless you ask us back up.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? If not, is there anyone here to speak in opposition to this application? Sir?
I don't know.
Can you come to the podium and give your name and address, please?
My name's Ed Sparrow, and I live in the Long Neck Quarter at Rehoboth Shores. Okay? I don't know that I really disagree with these gentlemen. Mr. Tunnel's properties are beautifully kept properties, they're nice properties. I don't have a problem with that. The problem I have is what these gentlemen were talking about, and this gentleman over here in particular that talked about, he used to work for DelDOT, don't hold it against me. My wife has gone to the store in Long Neck at Food Lion and has had two accidents. Both times she was stopped for a school bus and was rammed from the rear. Both times the entire road was shut down for 2 hours plus. We just had a storm out there and we had a barricade put up and one-way traffic in and one-way out. They were talking about left-hand turn lanes and right-hand turn lanes and all these things. And I'm sure that Mr. Tunnel and the rest of them would agree it's laid out very poorly, Route 24. If you were going into Rehoboth Shores, which is directly across from the Eastgate Presbyterian Church, for those who are familiar with the area, there's a left-hand turn lane. But there's no left-hand turn lane if you want to get into Mr. Tunnel's maintenance area or into Eastgate Presbyterian Church. So sometimes the vehicles meet. And sometimes they just sit there and hold up traffic. If you are at the light at Banks Road that we've heard so much about, there is no bypass. There's no way to get around. In fact, if you do it, we have a state policeman that sits there and will give you a $67.50 ticket. I know. Okay? So that if you try to pass the guy that's trying to make the left-hand turn, he's going to pull you over in front of Baywoods and give you a ticket. So there's no way around that. Plus, if you try to make that turn, you better be careful that the guy wanting onto Banks Road doesn't make that sweeping right turn onto Banks Road while you're trying to go around that guy wanting to make the left towards the school, up School Lane. Now, I heard also that we're going to put in a left-hand turn lane to get into Bay Shore and a right-hand turn lane to get into Bay Woods. And if there's through traffic on both sides, we would now have a 5 or 6 lane highway. I'm not sure we're going to have that. So I'd like to know exactly how this is going to be laid out. And I'd like to know how we're going to get this traffic straightened up. Because I heard about their density numbers, and they're right. They're absolutely right. But we have two lanes and thousands of people. And to go 3.5 miles in the summertime can take you 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes. Now, that's a lot of traveling to go get a bag of potatoes. Plus, now they want to put, and we all know this too, right there at that same intersection where 24 and 23 cross, they want to put the Carrollton Mall or whatever the heck that is. So now we have another commercial property going in. with more problems and more traffic. I just would like to know where we're going with all this traffic. And what is DelDOT's plan? I would love to see this DelDOT plan. Because we have a lot of people. And I certainly don't want to lose my wife on that road simply because we didn't think this through. And I'm sure you've got a lot of friends and citizens out there that you know that you don't want to lose. I just want it thought through, that's all. I have no qualm with the tunnels or their Baywoods or any of their other properties. They do a great job. My problem is, what are we going to do about traffic? How are we going to handle it? That's all I got.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition? Yes, sir.
Good evening, members of council. My name is John Walsh. I live off of Route 1. Route 1, I would consider a major highway. Somehow, I don't consider Route 24 a major highway. If you've tried to get through it during the summer or during the shopping season, those of you that live near it or make use of it are all too aware of that. And I've heard nothing but major highway, major highway. And I think Mr. Spiro's comment about traveling 3.5 miles in 45 minutes during the season, if you're lucky, is really good, because many times during the season and during the shopping season, I think we all know the number of traffic accidents along Route 24 and along Route 23. To add more traffic, I think, is being irresponsible. When you take a look at the traffic and you say, well, there's a right turn lane, there's a left turn lane, all of that is well and good for 500 feet, and then everything goes right back into one lane in each direction. And more traffic is going on there. DelDOT, to my knowledge, has no real plans on expanding or widening Route 24, much less Route 23. They don't have the money right now to do much of anything. And they've been told again and again there are no plans in the future for anything new. They don't have the money. So to keep adding more and more traffic and to hope that DelDOT will solve the problem, to me, is irresponsible. This is saying, well, it's somebody else's problem. We're going to do what we want and let DelDOT worry about it. Really is not being a custodian of the people's welfare. Now, I've also heard about the sewage system being disconnected from the county and given to a private firm. I believe it's the same private firm that has just put in a request for 136% rate increase because it can't pay its bills.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a direct quote from the primary owner of that company. And again, the county is being asked to disconnect from a county sewer to a private sewer that can't pay its bills. I would suggest that this is not a wise move. You know, all of this problem with the tens of thousands of people that live on the Long Neck area and all of the commercial growth that is there, and it is true, it is. To say, well, there's a big commercial area, there's lots of traffic, so let's add more. No matter how well planned and how beautiful the area is, the planned development is again not a wise thing to do. And I think it's a disservice to your constituents and to the county in general. Two-lane highway, major artery. We had the Nor'easter a couple of weeks ago. Most of the roads in that area were partially or almost completely flooded. I was looking at the maps there and the drawings. did you notice how much of the land is paved over? Granted, it's because this is required. You must have the right number of parking spaces if you have a multifamily dwelling. They paved Paradise to put up a parking lot. Where does the runoff go? It's not going to go into the ground. It's got to go somewhere. And even with the county sewers in that area, I think all of you that have been there know the flooding that takes place with a bad storm. And again, more and more paving, water runoff becomes more and more of a problem. And I would hope we don't do what Rehoboth Beach decides to do, dump the sewage in the ocean and hope for the best. Please, ladies and gentlemen, consider seriously what you're being asked to do. The engineering department hasn't signed off yet. It's like, well, when we get permission, then we'll deal with it. I would think that you would want everything in your hands to look at it before you approve it, if that is your decision. Thank you for your time. I deeply appreciate it. And I wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for your comments.
Was there a, did anybody give us what the level of service is on this road? Did I hear that? I didn't hear that. Did you hear that?
It's in here, I'm sure, somewhere.
Okay.
Lawrence's notes. Lawrence, didn't you reference?
No, it's in the booklet.
In the booklet somewhere I saw it. It's not real good.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition?
Book somewhere.
Anyone else in opposition? If not, Mr. President, I feel it's appropriate to close the public hearing.
If there is no objection from council, the public hearing is closed. What is the council's pleasure, Ms. Diva?
I didn't get that when DelDOT's going to make these improvements. I heard they're planning to make them, but I want more information.
Mr. Cole, have you any thoughts?
No, I'm very familiar with what's going on.
Is the council prepared to vote?
There's a lot there. It's up to the rest of them. I'm very familiar with the area.
Mr. Vincent?
Well, I tell you, it looks to me like we've got another one of these thick books to review and look at. And I'd like to see us wait at least a week or so to
make a motion we defer.
Have a motion and a second to defer. Any discussion?
We're not going to leave the record open, just going to defer so we can review the documents.
I'm okay with a record.
Okay, fine.
Read this stuff.
Record is closed. We are voting to defer. No discussion. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Sam is a voting man.
And Mr. Phillips, that concludes our public hearings for the evening.
Council, have any additional business? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Take a motion to adjourn.
Second, please.
Service of
second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Check this out.